We're continuing our conversation about the meat supply chain on this evening's South Dakota Focus. The program airs tonight at 8 Central, 7 Mountain on SDPB-TV. Host Stephanie Rissler joins us now with a preview. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Kind of outline for us some of the conversations you had leading up to this program.
Right. Well, it really has been a team effort, as you and so many others in the SDPB family have been working on different stories to look at the food chain. Tonight, we're going to be talking about some of the solutions. The South Dakota Stock Growers, they're one of the organizations I did visit with. Les Shaw, he is the Region 1 Vice President, so that's kind of down by White Owl, not far from Sturgis. He runs a fourth-generation ranch. He operates a cow and calf operation. We visited about the impact this has had on him personally in terms of COVID, and he said he really didn't know how to market his products, so many of his calves, he still has them from the spring. He's put them out to pasture. He's hoping that he can sell them this fall. He thinks that a lot of folks are in that same boat. They're not quite sure what will happen. It's really a level of uncertainty for him. We did talk about the four major meat packers controlling the market, and he kind of put on his hat there as the stock growers representative. And he feels the pandemic has definitely brought to light the unfairness of the process for many. The stock growers continue to have conversations with our congressional leaders in hopes that a solution will be found. But according to Les, he doesn't really think that any of us will see the magnitude of a food supply chain disruption until this fall.
We've been in contact with Senator Rounds. We're encouraged by his letter to the Department of Justice that they investigate any wrongdoings or manipulation by the packing industry. Whether you think the packers have done anything wrong or not, it's pretty obviously that the system we have right now is flawed and needs fixed. The big impact will come this fall when a majority of those cattle are marketed again, and those people like myself that are holding a majority of last year's crop for maybe a yearling market.
What else did you talk about with Les?
You know, it was really about solutions. We talked about many different things that could help those specifically in the cattle industry. One is legislation introduced so far for a mandated cash trade. And I asked Les to kind of explain what that is and how this could help should it become law.
The main thing it would do is would help us get closer to a truer price discovery by forcing the packers on a cash open market to buy cattle that way rather than relying on their contracted captured supply. This in turn, in our view, creates more competition on the open market and hopefully an increased price on our side.
Yeah. You know, and it's been a tough time for many in the ag industry. Even before COVID-19, cattle prices were not very good. We talked about the future of ag, the future for our cattle and beef industry. And he says it's easy to get down right now. But the truth is, according to Les, we're going through a bump in the road and producers will get through it.
It's easy to be pessimistic right now. There's a lot of factors in play that we don't know what's going to happen. And there's a lot of gloom and doom in the media. However, there's always optimism in this business. And people here aren't looking for a handout. We don't want bailouts. We don't want money printed from the government for us. We want a system that works. We want a fair system, and we want our system fixed, basically. We have a product that we're proud of that the American people want. Beef demand is at an all-time high. Even through this high price caused by a scare, that they're still wanting our product. The supermarkets are having a hard time keeping up with the demand. And so that just shows me that we are headed the right direction. We just hit a bump in the road, and it was a big one, but we're going to get through it.
Stephanie, who else are we going to hear from tonight?
Ben Gottschall. He is with an organization called Organization for Competitive Markets. He's actually in Nebraska, but they serve the whole nation, and they are a membership-based research and advocacy group that works to expose corporate consolidation, which we'll be talking about. They also lobby on behalf of their members to push for a more fair and adequate compensation system for the independent farmer and rancher. I visited with him this morning, and he talked about the support to investigate, which we're hearing more of, the four larger meat packers. But also, they think that the organization, or at least our nation, should look at a more decentralized system, and that would help.
Basically, right now, what we have is a system that's reliant on the just-in-time, fragile food supply chain that relies on a few really, really big, giant processors and retailers. And so if any one or two or more of those has to slow down or shut down, like we've seen with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's a very fragile system. It can shut down the whole system and disrupt the entire market. So we feel that distributed, decentralized systems are going to be more resilient and be less prone to that sort of widespread supply chain disruption.
Now, Stephanie, I know you also had a chance to talk with Lieutenant Governor Larry Roden, who is also right now acting as interim ag secretary for the state. Preview for us a little bit what you learned from him today.
You know, and the lieutenant governor actually comes to that position as a cattle rancher himself. And so he talked about, you know, as the public and policymakers are seeing the realities of our food supply chain unfairness, he talked about this is something that he's been fighting for over 30 years, as has many of those folks in the organization. He is encouraged by what he's seeing right now with some of the subpoenas. But until it's more than just lip service, you know, we'll have to see what happens. He really talked about what we can do at the state level to help folks right now. When Smithfield closed down, he and Dr. Oda Coven went to SDSU, and they worked with the folks at SDSU to create kind of a processing facility. And so a lot of the producers were taking their hogs to SDSU and processing them. And that helped lighten the load. He also talked about many folks do not like our state inspection system. Mm. And he's looked to Wyoming and some other states to figure out how they are, you know, moving some of those products across state lines and what we can do in South Dakota. And he wants to see more trade happen. So he talked about a variety of things. But what can we do right now to help those that are in need, and what he is kind of looking for in the coming months ahead. So it was an interesting conversation, and we'll have some of that on tonight's show.
Sounds great. My guest has been Stephanie Risler, host of South Dakota Focus. You can catch tonight's program focusing on solutions to what we're seeing with the meat supply chain. That's at 8 Central, 7 Mountain on SDPB TV. Stephanie, thanks for your great work as always.
All right. Thanks, Jackie.